As the dust settled from this month's debt crisis, Illinois' congressional delegation received more reminders about another issue on the front burner in Washington, immigration. Those reminders included a letter signed by more than 20 mayors from across the state. These municipal leaders aren't pushing for a particular bill, but they say getting something substantial passed through would help create jobs and increase revenues for their respective cities. Elgin Mayor Dave Captain signed the letter. He says more than 40% of people living in his city are of Hispanic descent. He notes that many of the immigrants living in Elgin are here legally, but he also notes there are many undocumented residents as well.
I think that there are a number of opportunities that take place for people that have been here for a few years. We'd like to get them into citizenship.
For example, Captain says they could help recertify working professionals who lost their licenses the moment they left their native country for a better life in America.
A registered nurse or a physician, and that's something that we would need to work to, is provide the recertification for these people, and they would become a viable, certainly an important source of the local economy.
And it's not just local governments that are speaking up. At a recent public forum, NIU President Doug Baker said current immigration laws get in the way of undocumented immigrants in their pursuit of higher education.
Sometimes we look at this as a problem, but it's really a resource.
Baker cites statistics that only 5 to 10% of undocumented students in the U.S. go on to college. He says that creates a cycle of poverty.
We're putting barriers in front of young students who want to succeed and make their lives better and their families' lives better.
Harry Alton of the Illinois Specialty Growers Association spoke at that same forum. He told the audience the current system makes it hard to retain migrant workers who possess the skills farmers are looking for. When discussing the matter with policymakers, Alton says he grows frustrated when he hears them recite current unemployment numbers.
We can't get local people. They call it entry-level jobs. I call it skilled labor.
Jeremy Groves is an economist at NIU. He says tighter immigration policies in recent years have had a negative impact on the agricultural sector. He says that's why states like Illinois would benefit from a comprehensive overhaul. Groves says the state's urban areas would also stand to benefit.
If you look at places like Rockford that have high unemployment rates, part of that is because they don't have industries. And the idea is not so much if you build it, they'll come. It's more of if there's people there, they'll build it. If you have a large pool of workers, especially low-cost workers, that's going to make it easier to attract firms.
Some opponents of an immigration overhaul say it's not fair to provide a pathway to citizenship and the job opportunities they would bring to those who enter this country illegally. They say the focus should remain on the millions of Americans still looking for work. But Groves says the low wage factor still applies when discussing the fairness of a sweeping immigration bill.
Yes, there are people who do not have jobs here in the United States that are looking for work, but are they looking for work in the same sector that most of these immigrants are going to be looking into?
And while municipal and educational leaders are making a business case for congressional action, observers say Illinois' delegation will face more pressure in the coming weeks from activists who also want a comprehensive plan. I'm Mike Moen.